Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey everyone, it's Caroline from GThanks Just Bought It, reminding you that in between episodes, you can find me on Instagram at GThanksJustBoughtItPod. You can find products that don't make it onto the episodes and recommendations from listeners like you. So before you start this episode, give it a follow and say hi in the comments. And for a full list of every product we featured on GThanks, visit GThanksJustBoughtIt.com/episodes. See you there. Everyone, welcome to another episode of GThanks Just Bought It. It's the podcast where we talk about what we just bought, what you might need to buy next. And I'm your host, Caroline Moss, and I'm joined by my amazing co-host,
Sally Tamarkin.
Sally Tamarkin. Sally, I don't even know if we can talk about this yet as of recording, but like you and I just did something real cool together that will be revealed shortly.
All in due time.
All in due time. So stay tuned for that. Or perhaps, based on the timing of how this comes out, you already know what we're talking about.
True, true. That could
Mysteries be. Mysteries of life. A real choose-your-own-adventure scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Do you say scenario or scenario?
I naturally say scenario, but I think we can all agree that if you want to put a little mustard on it, you should say scenario. So I sometimes do.
I love
do.
That. Yeah. I think – I don't know why I just said scenario because I say scenario.
I do too. But, you know, sometimes you just – you got to mix it up a little bit and sounds like, you know, you got to zhuzh. You got to zhuzh, Caroline. You and I both know that.
We always say that. It's a thing we always say. And you do have to keep life exciting. And when people say you got to keep life exciting, that's what they mean. You got to change up how you pronounce your words. Actually, a friend of mine and I decided that randomly we were like, we need to come up with like – a new pronunciation for a word that is just like never gets mispronounced. And we came up with calling flannels flannels.
And now
that is our little bit. And it really does make the heart sing.
It does. Let me run another one by you that I've been thinking about.
I'm ready.
Sword instead of sword. Why not?
Sword.
I just – the W's
you added,
there.
I love that. You Why added not? Like several extra syllables.
And made it like genuinely difficult to get the word out of your mouth.
Yeah. But it makes you slow down and, you know, just sort of appreciate life.
You know how much I love intentionality.
Yeah, I do know that. We have been thinking about – this episode for a while, and we got sidetracked. Oh, right. I was like, what did we talk about last time? The Met Gala. They talked for like 45
Something
minutes.
We both know a lot about. The
well,
Met Gala.
Clearly. But I recently had a guest, a friend, stay with me, my friend Rachel from college. Shout out to Rachel.
Hey, Rachel.
And hey, Rachel. And
hey, Rach. Do you ever call Rach? Her Rach?
I call her Rach. I call her girl most of the time. We always like, hey, girl. Hey, girl.
Love
hey,
that.
Girl.
I love that.
That has been our thing for a really long time. She is my best friend from college. She, you know, you have those friends, we have those relationships where you just have your own language. And it's just for like 5 days, we just sort of like screamed. Like not at each other, just screamed with each other.
Totally. I totally know what you mean.
Just like, bah, 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 bah. And it was very, very fun. But every night we would take a break from the screaming and we shared my bed while she was visiting. And she said when she got home, she had realized that she wasn't feeling hip or back pain. Because of course, when you hit your mid-30s now, just even laying still causes mm-hmm. the body to deteriorate. Mm-hmm. And she had asked me about my mattress. And so then she, I think, immediately went and replaced her mattress with mine. Wow. And it got me thinking. I know. I was pretty touched by the whole scenario. But it got me thinking, like, sleep is so – everyone feels differently about mattress plushness, firmness, softness, the kind of pillows. And I realize I've never had this conversation on the show. You and I certainly haven't had it together. And I would love to know, like, your sleep routine and how you've cultivated it.
Okay. So my whole, not just the mattress, but like the whole routine.
Just everything that goes into a good, all capitals, a good night's sleep for Sally. And okay. I'll tell you about mine as well. So yeah, please dig in.
I love that. Okay. Well, let me just say that I'm not known for getting a good night's sleep. It's not my specialty. But it's not because of my mattress or my pillow, both of which I think are excellent. It's just because sleeping does not come naturally to me. So I go through periods of insomnia and not sleeping well.
Sure.
It could be because part of my bedtime routine involves using my holding my phone an inch away from my eyes and scrolling.
I don't think that's it.
It couldn't be, right?
No. Too easy.
But that whole thing of like all of the things you're supposed to do for a good night's sleep, I don't do them. So I do – the only like good sleep hygiene thing I practice is that I don't work in bed. But that's like only because now I did all the time when we lived in a one bedroom apartment. So I don't know. What do people do? They don't bring their phone into their room. They don't look at their phone before bed. They meditate before bed, all those things. I don't do any of those things. I put on my pajamas. I get in bed. I look at my phone or read or watch TV or all of the above and pray for sleep.
Do you have a TV in your bedroom or are you watching on your phone?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Okay. We have a TV in the bedroom.
Hell yeah.
So I don't know. I wash my face. I brush my teeth. Sometimes I turn on the humidifier, Caroline. But like I don't really do any other stuff to like get a good night's sleep.
How long does it usually take you to fall asleep? From the time you get into bed to the time you assume you've fallen asleep. You've sent your last text, you've liked your last TikTok. You know, when does that usually happen?
My last viral TikTok.
Your last viral TikTok. Exactly.
I do usually – here is one thing I do. I put my phone on Do Not Disturb when I get in bed, even if I know I'm going to be awake, like reading or watching TV. So from the time that I like decide to go to sleep, like I put my phone down or turn off the TV or whatever and like close my eyes, I think I fall asleep pretty quickly. For me, the issue is staying asleep. I mean, right now I'm actually in like a pretty good like sleep moment where I'm pretty much sleeping through the night until Manny – comes in to the room at like 3 a.m.
that's
morning.
That's a cat, everyone.
And oh yeah, Manny's a cat. to like wake me up because he just like wants to see me open my eyes and then he'll just like go away. But so like right now, like I'm pretty much sleeping through the night besides Manny.
Well, isn't that fun that like, you know, people think you sleep train children, but actually 'tis us.
It's so true.
I haven't slept through the night in probably since I was a child.
What's your sleep? Oh yeah.
Well, no, Sally, please. I have questions. So, what time are you usually like winding down? We'll call it, and that can include the like getting into bed and looking at your phone.
Probably I would say like between 8 and 9, I would say.
Yeah.
I'm getting into bed and, you know, getting ready to either read, watch TV, scroll.
And then what time are you up and at 'em?
I naturally wake up pretty early. So if Manny doesn't wake me up, probably like 6.
Okay. So you're getting like 7-ish, 8-ish hours a night.
Yeah, when I'm sleeping through the night, I am getting like a nice healthy amount of sleep, I would say.
Nice. And your partner sleeps similarly to you?
No, Andrea is like an amazing sleeper. Like she falls asleep instantly. If she wakes up, she can go right back to sleep. She's not a very light sleeper. Like her whole like existence is like getting good quality sleep whenever she wants to or needs to. I'm so envious. I'm a really light sleeper. Everything wakes me up. When I wake up, I can't go back to sleep. Like all that stuff. She's also one of those people where she puts her head on the pillow and she's asleep in like 10 seconds. I've never seen anything like it. We're like polar opposites.
Oh, I'm so jealous of that.
Yeah.
Okay. And so what kind of mattress or like how did you come to decide how to mesh your like mattress, bed, sleep? Because what's so funny, and I have thought about this since now sleeping on my own, mm-hmm. that like it's so bizarre that like this extremely intimate thing we all have to do to stay alive, which is like to rest, is like very particular. Like mm-hmm. everyone's really particular about it, but societal like sort of like rules are like, well, and now you have to do it with somebody else. And it doesn't matter if you guys have different preferences about that. So like how did you like create like your sleep environment? Like what mattress, like not even, I'd love to know what mattress you have, but figuring out, you know, your sleep number, even if you don't have a sleep number mattress, like how did you come to determine what would work for the both of you?
Well, when we lived together in Brooklyn, we were sharing, like it was Andrea's apartment and we slept in her bed that, you know, her extra long twin bed.
Wait, really?
No, it was a queen.
I was like, okay, wow, okay. I was like, well, that will get you close pretty quickly. Okay.
Nice. But then when we moved here, we had a guest room. And so we decided to put our bed in the guest room and get a new bed, a king bed, which I have to say, like, the king bed is the way to go, especially if you have any sort of like issues with covers being shared or space being encroached upon, or, you know, your partner gets really hot or something like that. So what happened was we were confronted with like having to buy a mattress, and I had decided that all of the stores like sleep, we did go to a Sleepy's, and it just didn't seem, it seemed like a scam. Like it, I was just like, why are mattresses this expensive? And I decided that like I wanted to do a direct to consumer thing. Mm-hmm. So I went, the first thing I did was like, I went to the Casper store in Soho and I laid on their firmest bed and it was so soft that I like couldn't get out of the bed.
And no way.
Yeah. It was like sinking into a marshmallow. And, it was too soft for me and Andrea, way, way, way too soft for Andrea. So that was like, that like totally eliminated Casper. And so I was like, what are my options? And there used to be, on the Bowery, a store. Do you know the brand Nest? Nest bedding? Okay.
Yeah.
So there was a Nest store and I knew that Andrea wouldn't want to get something without trying it out, even though, you know, all these places now they send it to you and you can try it for like a year and then they donate it or whatever. I knew that like Andrea preferred to try things out and not go that route. So we went to the Nest bedding store, which has now closed. And similarly, all of their stuff was too soft, but their firmest mattress, which you would not lie on this mattress and call it firm. It's just like firm for a fairly soft mattress. We both really, really liked. And it also happened to be their like lowest end model.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Cause like all of the, this was in 2018. I don't know if things have changed, but it seemed like we were in a moment where the more expensive the bed, the softer it was somehow. I don't know. It was just like,
oh, interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, this is based on research at two places, so I could be wrong. We got that mattress. We love it. We're obsessed with it. And I also got a pillow from a very expensive pillow that I was like shocked I was paying for, but I loved it so much. So
what's it called? Is it a Nest bedding pillow?
It's a Nest bedding pillow. It is. Let me see if I can find it. I used to know.
I'm a firm mattress person myself, so yeah. I relate to this. Soft people who are like, I love soft mattresses. I want to like sink down inside of it. I'm like, oh my God.
No, that's not me. It's called the Easy Breather pillow.
And what makes it special? What did you like about it? And who would like a pillow like that?
It was weirdly soft, but also firm. Like it had give, but my head didn't, it had loft and give, but my head didn't like sink all the way down. It like the mattress, it felt like a really good combination of like cushy and fairly firm.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, yeah. So anyway, yeah, I got that. I can't remember which mattress we got, but.
Do you remember how much you paid for it?
I don't.
Do you remember like the bracket? Was it like over 1,000? Was it over 2,000? Was it under 1,500? Because you said that Sleepy's felt, or what is now known as Mattress Firm.
Oh, for real? It is? I didn't know that.
I think all Sleepy's are now Mattress Firms. But again, you and I just spit facts and hope for the best.
Yeah. And sometimes we don't even hope for the best.
Sometimes I'm honestly most times I don't hope for the best at all.
Okay, wait, here. I found my email confirmation of what I got.
Oh my gosh. Wow. A detective.
Okay, so it says formerly called the Love and Sleep. That's what it was called when we got it, the Love and Sleep. Now it looks like it's called the Quail. The
sounds like someone went through a little bit of a rebrand.
Yeah. The most affordable CertaPure US certified all foam option online is what it says.
Nice.
Oh, so this was – I don't – so the King is $1,200.
That feels reasonable to me.
I mean, at Sleepy's or Mattress Firm, excuse me – they
don't
were
ever,
like,
don't let it happen again.
Okay, yeah, no, understood. They were, it was like multiple thousands of dollars.
Oh yeah,
for a king bed. You know what I mean? It was just like, and so then at the time, I don't know if this is like still the case, but at the time, this definitely felt like the most affordable of the ones that we were looking at. But maybe in the 5 years since we bought this, things have changed, and you can much more easily get a king bed for a reasonable price.
You know, I think direct to consume. I remember when I was first starting out as a tech reporter, and the idea of that was like 10 years ago. So the idea of like a direct to consumer mattress felt like bananas on the moon kind of shit. Cause it's like, what? Like, you're going to mail me a mattress in a box? Like, how would that work? And, you know, it was springs were out and foam was in. And I think the $1,200 mattress. We're all so used to that now because now, like, there's a gazillion mattress brands, right? And everything is usually between, like, $800 and $1,500 depending on what size you're getting. But you're right. Mm-hmm. When you would go to a mattress firm, nay Sleepy's, you would be confronted with, like, $2,500 mattresses. The idea being that, like, well, what are you going to do about it? Like, we have a monopoly on this market. And it kind of reminds me of like eyeglasses before Warby Parker. Like, remember getting, because we're both glasses wearers, remember going to like a Lens Crafters and it would be like $700 for like a pair of glasses. And I remember getting glasses as a kid and my parents being like, you have to keep them in the case. You need to take care of them. Like, this is
totally,
you're not like replacing, it's like the retainer and the braces.
100%. It was like, if you lose these, you just won't have, until your prescription changes, like forget it.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, the mattress was $815 out the door. I just looked up our receipt. So
for a king?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, I guess in 2018 dollars.
It was $749 plus plus tax.
Wow. That's a deal deal.
Yeah. So like.
That feels really low to me. Good for you.
Thank you. Yeah. We were pretty psyched. It definitely was like, it felt like it was along the lines of, or maybe, well, it felt way cheaper than what we were seeing at, sorry to keep slandering Mattress Firm. And it felt like it was even like a little bit cheaper than what we had seen from like Casper and all those other places that all, you know, advertise on podcasts. Yep. It's, you know, which they all see, I'm sure they're all like great, but this was the one that had a showroom where you could go and like lie on the beds.
Mm-hmm. You know, cause this is actually the weekend that this episode will air is around the time when mattress companies start having sales. Memorial Day and Labor Day and President's Day are like some of the biggest mattress buying weekends of the year. For some reason, that's when they've determined people are going to get new mattresses. It's kind of the same as like, you know, I don't know if you guys celebrate Toyotathon or Happy Honda Days, and I don't want to assume. Oh.
No,
or I mean, Lexus December to remember.
The high holidays, you mean. Yeah.
The high holidays, right. The two genders. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of the same. Memorial Day and Labor Day, like a summertime mattress buy is kind of the same vibe as like people getting new cars at the end of the year.
No shit. Okay.
So I wanted this to be timed to that in case anyone was looking.
Great
but
timing.
You said nest bedding is no longer.
Well, it's you can get it. You can buy Nest stuff online. It's just that
they just don't have a brick and mortar anymore.
The showroom in New York has closed. But yeah, if you want the one that I have, it's now called the Quail. And unfortunately, it is no longer $750. But
how much is it now? That's interesting.
The King. Let's see. We got the Firm, not the Medium. The King is $1,274. That's why I said that earlier. Yeah, it's $1,274. So
is there anything on that Nest website? Right. Exactly. Yeah. I was wondering if they said, cause I'm looking at the mattress that I got that I'm going to tell you about and they're already doing 25% off. So is there anything about a sale on Nest Bedding's website?
Now? Hold on a second. It actually looks like the Quail. Actually, okay, so what I just read you is the sale price. It's normally $1,500. It's $1,274 now. It looks like they are having a sale.
You must have been on the front end of that launch. That you got a deal.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they were like
– if you're feeling brave, sign on to Nest Bedding and demand that they honor Sally's price.
That they match
for you.
My 2018 price.
Yeah. Almost 6 years later, this is what I want.
They should.
I love that.
Yeah. If they really are as, you know, thoughtful of their consumers as they say they are.
If they really care about how you're sleeping, they'll do it.
Yeah, they'll do it.
And then you know, don't they want to keep you as a customer or have you as a customer?
Exactly. You can tell them that they won't keep me as a customer unless they honor my price for you.
Yeah, you'll be like the conservatives that like buy the Budweiser or like the whatever they were mad about some trans person like drinking a beer and then they like shot the beer with guns in their backyard. Mm-hmm. It's like when the people were burning New Balances, it's like, hey, you already bought them.
Yeah. Oh, man.
They don't care.
I remember that all of that like extremely normal behavior after Trump was elected. People were like, it's our New Balances. And it's like, man, I'm glad that you care, but let's pull back and think about what's happening.
I think we all need like some meditation, some therapy.
A nap, some juice.
How firm is – as a person of small stature, did you even feel like – like I feel like my butt like makes a dent in a soft mattress that like – doesn't spring back up quick enough for me. So I go super firm because like it aligns my back better. Like my hips feel better. Just kind of like Rachel was saying after she left my house.
But yeah.
I prefer, but every time I go to a hotel and it's like so soft, I feel like I'm stuck. Like there's an element of claustrophobic. But I was wondering as someone who is like of more petite stature, do you still feel that when you're in a soft bed? Is that why you like a firm bed? Or like what kind of led you to the firm lifestyle?
I don't like the feeling of sinking down. I like a little bit of sink, but then I like some firmness. A little bit of give is fine, but I want to feel held by my mattress. Mm. So I don't love a hard surface. I think probably what I like is like kind of smack dab in the middle of like soft and firm. And I think that our bed, the Nest Love and Sleep, the Nest Quail, formerly the Love and Sleep.
Yeah.
I think is probably the softest I could go. Cause I wouldn't call it, it's firm for Nest, but I don't think you would like lie on it and be like, this is a firm mattress.
Got it. Interesting. Okay. And then you had a matching pillow.
Yeah. I got the Easy Breather, which feels soft, but also firm somehow. I think that the mattress that we got is probably like the perfect overlap of what I prefer and what Andrea prefers. Cause I think she would like something much firmer, although she loves our mattress, but I think she naturally gravitates to something firmer for the reasons you said about like the, just like the pain and it being good for your back and hips and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But we're pretty happy with it.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. I mean, at the price, you've definitely gotten your money's worth. We're down to pennies a night.
Pennies a night. You'd be losing money if you didn't buy this mattress.
That's right. And that's what we always say. And now I'm going to ask you before I tell you about my mattress, I'm going to ask you a series of questions, rapid fire questions about sort of your sleep environment.
Okay.
When you sleep, do you prefer the room to be hot, like on the warmer side or on the colder side?
Colder.
Okay. Pitch black or some light?
Some light.
Okay. Do you do windows open or windows shut?
Windows open until it's either too hot or too cold to do
that. Okay, interesting. And I will return with my answer soon because I just want to let you know I just disagree with that. I disagree
You don't believe in that.
Your lifestyle. Yeah, I don't believe in that. Exactly. Okay. Alarm clock or does your body naturally wake up on its own?
Naturally wakes up on its own.
Do you remember the last time you did? Do you still set an alarm clock for like an early morning flight because you're afraid this will be the first time you oversleep?
Yeah. If there's something that I absolutely have to do first thing in the morning and it would be like really bad if I missed it.
Yeah.
Such as travel or a doctor's appointment. Well, doctor's appointments are never that early, but like lab work, I like to go get my blood work done at 7 a.m.
Yes.
And that means I have to leave at 6:30. And so for that, I will set an alarm. If it's like after 7, no, I don't. Okay.
Sally gets her blood work done every day.
Every single day. Well, you know, you every just day. Want to stay on top of your health. I mean, I do. Don't. Not no in surprises. Terms of like getting enough sleep or practicing good sleep hygiene, but in terms of getting blood drawn every day.
Daily blood work. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Fall asleep with the TV on or off?
I don't like to fall asleep with the TV on. The exception is like if Andrea is watching something and I'm going to sleep or if I just accidentally fall. It's really rare that I accidentally fall asleep while I'm watching TV because I don't like to do that.
But so it does you will consciously sometimes. Be like, okay, I'm turning the TV off and now I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
Interesting. Oh my God. I
find it very jarring to wake up and have the TV still playing. I don't know. It feels – I don't like being woken up suddenly, and when that it's like too jarring, so I try to turn it off. Sometimes when Andrea is away and the house feels really empty, I will leave it on and fall asleep to the TV, but I
so it feels like you're not alone.
Don't like to my friends are in the TV talking to me.
All your friends. White noise apps or machines?
No.
Okay, very cool. We are the same in a lot of ways. We are different in a lot of ways, which I guess is the whole host of human experience.
That's what that's what makes our friendship so special.
We sleep differently. And
we have some things in common and some things not in common.
Exactly. Like in Best in Show, we can just talk or not talk for hours. Not talk.
And we both do like
soup. We both like soup. Exactly. Yeah. I, too, am a firm sleeper, firm bed sleeper. I'm even a little bit more hardcore than you. I would sleep on the floor directly on a hardwood surface if life would allow.
No shit.
I love it. I cannot. I mean, the plusher – I feel the like weight of my own body just distributes so unevenly in a really plush bed, even a semi-plush bed.
I know what you mean. Yeah. I've experienced that in hotel beds.
Yes. Hotel beds are the main culprit. Though I do love, like, I love like a, for one or two nights, it's really nice. But when it's your body, like sinking into the mattress, like over and over again, the mattress like tends to not give as much. And so then I'm just falling into like a me-sized
hole. Yeah, that's true.
Which I don't love. But you know what it is? A soft bed to me kind of feels like you're swimming in Jell-O, where like it becomes harder to get yourself out. I don't know. I feel like my weight like sinks in. So there's a lot of pressure on my hips and on my back, which again is like an actual mid-30s for the rest of your life experience. But once I realized that I prefer sleeping on the floor, or sleeping just on an extremely hard surface, it made me realize that at sleepovers, I actually slept really well in a sleeping bag, like on the floor.
Interesting.
Like, I was like, this is great for me and I love it. But I bought a mattress aptly called the Plank, which I was essentially just doing some consumer research and was like, show me the world's firmest mattress. No, firmer than that.
Wow.
No, even firmer.
You're not fucking around.
And ended up with the Plank. No, I've never fucked around. Not once in your life. Because I've never wanted to find out. I'm not that inquisitive. So I have this this mattress called the Plank. I'm actually on my third Plank.
Wow.
In my life, not
brand
because
loyalty.
Of quality, brand loyalty. I really liked it because we went from queen to king and now I have a queen and I went back to the Plank.
You are a queen, Caroline.
Because I am a queen and I will only sleep in queens. And they do have that 100-night return thing. But again, I don't believe in that. So I think you can tell pretty quickly if you're going to like a mattress or not.
Yeah.
But I think that there's something actually very it's too much work to have to return a mattress because if they come pick up your mattress, you at some point have to have two mattresses in your house because you either have no mattresses or two mattresses, because when they pick up that first mattress, you're going to have something to replace it with.
Right.
So I think you should know what you're getting into. But I really, really love it. And I got the, there's a couple of different kinds. They have like they have an option that for an extra like I think 100, let's see actually like and I can tell you, for an extra like $200 you can add the Glaciotex cooling cover,
nice.
Which I didn't because I don't really know what that is and I'm kind of out of my era of just like upgrading for the sake of upgrading. I don't know that it's ever really served me that well. But you can flip the bed, which is important to me. It had great reviews for something I couldn't try. And it is so comfortable. It's endorsed by the American Chiropractic Association, which is interesting because I don't think chiropractors aren't
no,
they like
I don't
not,
think you want to get into that territory. That's very divisive territory.
It's divisive territory, but like I'm just saying like I'm not even saying my opinion. I don't really have one. I was saying like, isn't that funny because it's so divisive? Which because people like to say they're not real doctors, and then there are people like to be like, my chiropractor saved my life, and that's
totally.
It's honestly you're either on one side or the other. No one's
you cannot,
ever in the middle,
right? You
no
can't be in
ever
the
been in the middle of that. It's good on your spine, they say. It improves lumbar support, which I love. I have that option in my car to have like the lumbar thing like push out from the seat, and that I just like anything for my back. For my back, I'll do it.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row, dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Okay. So a couple things. One, in the pictures on the website, I'm looking at the plankmattress.com website right now.
Yeah.
You can tell.
One of my favorite sites.
It's my favorite site. I go to it all the time. It's one of my most visited websites on the internet. You can tell in the photos that this is the firmest mattress in the entire galaxy, because like these people are laying on it and this shit is not
giving
like,
at all.
There is no give. Like it is a fully flat surface.
Yeah.
Which I think sounds amazing. And because like I've gone through periods of you know, pulling something in my back and I do spend a lot of time on the hardwood floor because of it. Mm-hmm. But if you have this, I feel like maybe you avoid some of those back problems in the first place.
Mm-hmm. I hope so. That is my one hope. I feel like every day that I'm not waking up being like, wow, my back hurts before I do anything. The second I start doing stuff during the day, my back starts to hurt.
Sure.
But we've all had that experience of waking up after a night of sleep and being like, what happened? Like, what? Mm-hmm. Why does my neck feel horrible? Like, literally that song, My Neck, My Back, but for completely different reasons.
It actually was initially written about mattresses.
it was written about mattresses and being like between 35 and like 57 years old.
Exactly.
So it is, yes, it's extremely, extremely firm. I do believe in flipping your mattress or at least turning it like once every quarter, a quarterly turn, so that your body doesn't. That. Oh, you definitely. My parents have had the same mattress. My mom like told me this is like a point of like weird anniversary. I think since my parents started their life together. Since they met, they've been using this mattress. It's one, you know, it's like they don't make them like this anymore. I'm sure they did pay, you know, the equivalent of like what you would pay, you know, a $3,500 mattress today.
They may not make it like this anymore, but they probably make it better than that.
But you know what? You talk about a divisive conversation. talk about do you really want to get into that topic?
Yeah, no, but definitely not.
They're, you know, my parents have said it once, have said it a thousand times. Like they're very much if it ain't broke, you know. So the fact that I've bought three mattresses for good reason in the last couple of years is so on the moon for my parents to wrap their heads around. They're like, they're like, that's, you know, this is not normal. And they're still sleeping on the same mattress, you know, after 40 years. But it's because it's, you spend half your life on that thing.
Yeah.
And you got to like it. And they still like theirs. But theirs is like coil spring and, you know.
Oh, that. Yeah. That's old timey.
Exactly.
Do they feel good like back wise and neck wise and hip wise and stuff?
You know, as good as you can, I think, for
people of a certain 60s, age,
early 70s,
40-year-old mattress.
Yeah, absolutely. I think my parents they're solid. And I think I'll tell you one thing about my parents, and my dad's definitely listening because he'll follow up. Like he followed up about the sock episode. And he's like, why didn't you know that wool could keep you warm in the summer? And
I was like, great question, Brian.
Yeah, I was like, stop shaming me, first of all. Yeah, it's Brian.
Brian and Trish.
Brian and Trish, your best friends.
My BFFs.
I was like, first of all, stop shaming me for not knowing wool facts. You know, also, maybe as an educator.
Right, he should have taught you.
Exactly.
How are you supposed to know if your parents didn't teach you?
Yeah, it's more of an indictment on you than anyone else, Brian. But, you know, my parents, big chiropractor believers, so let me just get that out there.
Wow.
My mom, we all know my mom's chiropractor's name, like by first name. He comes up a lot in conversation. But I think if someone had told them, you know, I think for whatever like aches, pains they've ever had in their adult life, like I think if someone in their medical circle had said to them, it's your mattress, that mattress would have been out the door that hour. So I think that's probably saying it's in good shape. But I don't know why we were talking about my parents' mattress. Oh, but they routinely flip and turn theirs.
Interesting.
And have forever. And they kind of attribute the long lasting and comfort of that mattress to them, to the fact that that's one of the things they do to, like, quote unquote, take care of it.
Man, I should really be flipping our we have had ours since we got it, and we've neither flipped nor turned it.
Oh, you should do that today.
Yeah. I don't know. Is it a two-person? Andrea's not here, so I don't know. It might be a two-person job.
It could be. I mean, you have a king, so, like, probably. Like, you know what it is? It's, like, mattresses aren't that heavy, and you can turn them pretty easily because you just kind of drag it around. It's all of the other stuff in your room that it's going to, like, crash into along the way that you then have to, like, you know, push off to the side.
That's what that Dave Matthews song is about.
Yeah. crash into my night table.
Yeah.
Aside, did you know I'm a big Dave Matthews Band fan?
No, tell me more. Gosh.
I mean, I've seen them live. I've seen them in concert. Yeah, I love Dave Matthews. It just has not worn off on me. Started in like 1997 and I'm still
exactly.
Here. Though, when you go to a Dave Matthews Band concert now, it is a very different demographic because it's the same people who were going to the concerts in 1996. They're just like 40 years older now.
Yeah.
So 30 years older, however long it's been, 27 years. And you feel that. You feel that in those stadiums.
Yeah, I can see that. I saw them a couple times in high school with like a friend who was really into like jam bands. And
yeah,
so
yeah, jam bands forever.
And that was definitely the vibe when I saw them in high school.
Like dads, you know. 25-year-olds who are dressed like dads.
Yeah, Birkenstocks with socks.
Birkenstocks with socks, like a Patagonia, a North Face.
A pullover.
Someone drove the Jeep.
Yeah, 100. Yeah, definitely. I think actually like my friend drove us there in his Jeep.
Of course. That's the only way they let you in. I mean, they don't tell you that, but it really is true.
But when you get there, that's what it turns out to be.
It's really true. Okay, so yes, Into the Plank right now, 25% off. I have to imagine that's going to last into the Memorial Day sales. I think they also do a pretty big Black Friday sale. But again, in terms of like consumer statistics, this is the time when people buy mattresses, whereas they save their winter purchases for cars because they're celebrating Toyota-thon. Right. I use a pillow called a Coupe pillow, which I've been talking about a lot. I've talked about a lot here on the podcast, but more in the Facebook group. Have you ever heard of the Coupe?
No.
The Coupe is cool. It comes with extra stuffing and you can kind of like stuff or unstuff till your heart's desire.
That's interesting. You can unstuff it and then like keep it in case you want it more later.
Yeah, you can like puff it up. You can like pull it down. You can like rearrange. And it's kind of like they call it like adjustable. But yeah, it's a memory foam, but it's cooling. And I love a cooling pillow.
Okay.
But it's nice. And it's people say it's really good for side sleepers.
That's what I am. I'm a hardcore side sleeper.
You are. Okay. So you could try the Coupe. It's really nice. It has like, so it comes with extra foam fill. I'm looking at mine right now. I mean, it's expensive. It's like a $70 pillow. Like, that's not nothing, you know? Mm-hmm. And I still sometimes feel like I'm in my like Target and IKEA era of buying like from the $8 pillow bin or whatever. But everyone knows that once you find like your pillow and everyone has their favorite pillow, I would buy it for more money, you know?
Totally.
So it's good for back sleepers and stomach sleepers and side sleepers. So basically everybody. But you can adjust the foam based on how you sleep and what's comfortable to
you. That's awesome. So I love that.
It is. It's really cool. And then the last thing I love, I love a cold room. And I actually open the windows more, especially in New York when it was like dropping below freezing. I was like throwing open those windows.
Oh, wow. So you like not just like cool, you like it cold.
Yeah, I would like to be like uncomfortably. I run very hot. And okay. I think that like I'm much more comfortable, you know, shivering than I am sweating, I guess.
Yeah.
You don't want to know me when I'm overheated.
Yeah, I feel like when I'm in my day-to-day life, I would rather be hot than cold, but sleeping, I think I'd rather be cold than hot.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. I wake – you know, it's funny. When I go to bed, I want to be cold. When I wake up and I am cold, I'm like, who did this? Why is my life like this?
What about white noise and, like, darkness? I'm desperate to know.
I was just going to tell you.
Okay, great. Sorry. I jumped the gun.
No, Yeah, stop asking questions. No, I'm glad you asked, Sally, because I have great answers. I don't mind. I don't want a light on, but I don't mind like light from outside. I don't need like blackout curtains. My body clock is solid, and I'm so jealous of people who are like, oh yeah, I just, you know, pull down my blackout shades, and like if I need that sleep, you know, my body will sleep that 8 hours, and because it's dark. Like if I stayed out all night and went to bed at 3:30, I would be up in 90 minutes, whether I wanted to be or not. Like totally. My body be like, you're getting up, bitch. White noise is a new thing for me, and I want to give a shout to Snooze, the white noise machine that did a hashtag spawn on the G-Thanks feed, because I actually am a fan, which is why I agreed to the spawn. I love when that works out.
Yeah.
But we now – this new house is so close to the road, and what was really not bothering me as a city gal, but now with the dog who spent every night of her life in a house that was sort of off the street, and therefore there wasn't a lot of foot traffic or car noise for her to react to. I noticed very quickly that every time a car drove by, every time someone was out walking their dog, every time someone like opened or shut their car door, she would get barky and territorial. And I was like, well, I can't. After a couple of nights without white noise of her, it's very scary. Yeah, at like 2:30 in the morning to be woken up out of a dead sleep by a dog who's doing the territory bark.
Yeah, that's very
jarring. But white noise, luckily, is like the easiest solution. And ever since, so I have this like snooze. I have two snoozes. One sits on my desk in one part of my house, and the other is under my bed. It has an app. Oh. And it's time to go on. Yeah, I didn't realize you. Rachel was actually the one that was like, you don't have to keep a white noise machine on your night table. There's no point. Like, you can just keep it under your bed and you'll still. I know. And I was like, you're a genius. You're a genius, Rachel. Shout out to Rachel the genius. But it goes on every night. It's like I kind of just pump it up because she's sensitive, and we have not had one territory bark since.
Wow.
And I will just tell you that what makes the snooze different than other white noise machines is that most white noise machines are recordings of fans. The snooze actually has a fan inside.
Oh, and wow.
Yeah, it's very cool. I really like it. It's very chic, a very chic fan. Yeah, it has been a true like night saver for me. And you know what? I when I was testing it out before I agreed to do the ad, and before I bought, so they sent me one to try, and then I immediately was like, okay, this works, so I'm gonna buy a second one for the other room, and I have two going at the same time, because sometimes Lottie will leave me for the couch in the middle of the night, and sure, I still want there to be white noise out in the living room. And the way I knew that it was correct and it was working was that Lottie was sitting on the couch right outside the window that's outside my front door, and a delivery guy came up with packages and dropped them at the door, and she didn't even notice.
Whoa.
And usually she is jumping up and being like, blah, 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 and like being a little goblin. So
that's like
an incredible
endorsement for a white noise machine.
She couldn't hear a person. You know, she couldn't hear the footsteps coming up the steps. She couldn't hear the drop of the box. She didn't hear them leave. And I was like, I will buy another one immediately.
Wow, that's incredible.
So if the code is still active, I'll put it in the show notes. And if it's not, I'll ask if they can extend it, because I really do endorse the product. And I also did not promise at any point in my agreement with them that I would talk about it on the podcast. So this is very organic that it's coming up. But I will see if I can get code through. But yeah, if you are ever in need of white noise, that's the one I would suggest. It's Lottie. It's Lottie endorsed. Lottie endorsed, and she's, you know, as we all know, Lottie loves to shop. I love that the cats come in and just kind of make sure you're alive at 3 o'clock in the morning. Just like, hey, just give me a sign. You there?
Monsters.
You still there? We're good. I love that. Okay, we will link to like the mattresses, the coop pillow, and the snooze white noise machine. I would love to hear how everyone else sleeps. I would love for some chiropractors to come and defend yourselves. Don't have to do it for me. Just do it. Just do it to defend yourselves, because you know there's going to be someone. Just know that my mother loves you and believes wholeheartedly in
Trish
your work.
Trish thinks the world of you.
Trish thinks the world of you. The heroes. The heroes. The essential workers in Trish, Trish's life are the chiropractors. Sally, thank you for sharing about the Nest bedding.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for asking.
Go flip your mattress. That's what everyone needs to do this weekend. Okay? Everyone needs to either flip or turn their mattress. Whatever makes sense to you. But you could be sleeping on that thing in 40 years. That could be your family heirloom. And I
want
that
so
for
true.
You.
I could pass this down to my great-great-grandchildren if I start flipping it more.
You should. And that will be worth a lot. Imagine the inflation rates on mattresses for three generations from now. Thank you all for listening. And we will see you next week for another episode. Sally, as always, thanks for being here with me.
Thanks, Caroline.
Bye.
Bye.
You just listened to another episode of G-Thanks Just Bought It, edited and mixed by Veronica Gruba and produced and hosted by me, Caroline Moss. In between episodes, you can always head to the G-Thanks Instagram at G-Thanks Just Bought It Pod and the G-Thanks Facebook group to get and give life-changing recommendations of your own. Subscribe to our weekly sale and discount emails at gthanks.substack.com. It's free. And you can reach me at Caroline at gthanksjustboughtit.com or leave me a message at 424-245-0736 with a product recommendation, and you may be featured on an upcoming episode. G-Thanks is powered by subscribers like you. To keep all of our G-Thanks content free and accessible to all, consider making a monthly donation of $2 to keep us going at patreon.com/gthanksandfriends.